Fighter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Pei Beis, picking up on Pei Alpha Beis, but about a page. Three lines up from the bottom. First word on the line. One of the things that the Mishnah brought over here is that of shechitas that are not ru'uya, and therefore if Shimon's going to patir someone from getting malchus, includes that of a para aduma. Now the question is, a para schata shechita shenuri, is it really true that a para schata is that shechita of a paraduma is not considered a good a shkita, which can be actually eaten? Vatar, we looked at a brisa, Rishimon Omer. Rishimon says that actually para metama tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechted paraduma conveys over tuma of tumas ochlin. It's considered a food in reference to the fact of tuma, and therefore it can become tame and give tuma to other things that it goes and it touches. Hol v'haitzel shasa kosher. Why is it? Because it had a shasa kosher. What does that mean? Rashi says leha achila afla atzma mishenich shchita. Mad shasa kosher. So what that was, we'll see in a minute. But the point is that there was a time it was kosher, right? So even though we're also to get enough from this meat, it still falls under the category of tum because there was a point that it could have been eaten. Beep, turn the page. Pei beis amar alf ve'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And what does that mean exactly? Shimon like says, Omer Rabbi Shimon, para niftes al gabe marachta, a para duma can be redeemed even after it was shechted, and it's on the marachta, it's on the marachta, it's on the this wood pyre ready to be burnt up. He considers the meat of the shechted paraduma fit to be eaten, right? What does that mean? Let's say you ended up finding a nicer one, and you want to replace it with something else. Rashi says, "I'm not a na'im menu, a filu a gemerachta, a filu shachta kehilchasal mareches shel etzem shenishtra aler." The Rambam Sechas Far goes and spells that Africa. So Rabbi Shimon kol omid liftas kapodli dami v'karina bei she'at yachal achilo. Therefore, why is that? How can I mention put this shechita as among those that Shimon holds that the shechita is not going to be chai because it's not roi? So the Gemara can't echad hami. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, paris chatas and a mishnah. So then take it out of the mishnah. It's not part of the mishnah, and we're good to go. Rashi says lo nishnish b'mishnah seinu. It is not taught in our mishnah, and you could take that out and echad hami. That's something that you would be chai for. Okay, says the Gemara. What about the one of the other things I mentioned in the Mishnah? Egla Arufa lav shchiturui. Egla Arufa is not considered a good shchita if it's shechted. But Tanan beruling to the Mishnah and Sota increases. Nimsa ahori ga'ad shalu te'arif. Let's say the murderer was found before it was actually chopped off its head. Right, we know what happens if they find a dead body between two cities. We don't know exactly who the one who killed the person, who killed this person is. So this whole process, which is done, what happens if you find the murderer? Then takes to a tier bay there. What happens is you stop right there, and it goes at the graves of the flock, and now it's said to be used, even though it was already designated as a egla arufa. So we see that an egla arufa is a mutter for any use before you chop off its head. And therefore, it can be shechted. Shkita, if it's shechted, it's going to be roi. So I can just put that there. Amarim shemin lakish b'shem yanei egluf enim mishnah erechanami. Take it out of the list. Amarim yanei. How can you really say that? From Amarim yanei gvul shamati ba v'shachachti. I heard a dividing line about when this calf that's set aside is the egluf has a certain status of that it's now going to be aser. It says gvul me'im asenasera. So I just don't remember exactly what it was. V'nasur chavrai lomer, and my friends got together. It says b'nei yeshiva, and they came to say yiridas l'nacha isan osafet. As soon as it's being brought down to the rock hard valley, that's already going to make it aser v'misa. But it's really true. Like Kavianai said. If it's really true that Rav Yanai was asked about this steer between the Mishnah Amresh and the one we brought, so literally let him just answer. Khan called him not here in this Mishnah, we're dealing with the case that the murder was found before it went down to the valley. Khan Lachirida, but in our Mishnah, we're dealing with it already went down, therefore it's going to be us, therefore it is part of the list of something that's not going to be us. So why would he say that Mishnah was saying Amresh is a mistake? We learned the answer in the name of Shimon ben Lakish, and not as being said in the name of Yanai. Egla Rufa in the Mishnah, this statement. Aguf is not part of the Mishnah. So Yanai, who says that there are Tanaim who asked Agula Rufa from the time he goes down to the valley, could have fixed our Mishnah's text. It was Rish Lakish who said that it's a mistake. Rish Lakish must hold that that all Tanaim matir the Agula Rufa for Anah until his actually chopped off. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avina, really, is this true? Kavina be Rav Papi Kashi, and when we were asked Rav Papi's yeshiva, we asked, mi Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakishachi, the Rosh Rekosh actually say this, that the Egel Rufus and the Mutter Ba'na, until you chop off the head of Itmar, but it was said, Sipori Mitzora Meimusenas, and one of the birds of the Mitzora, Rashi says, Karmelam Begedushan Ba'ish Mekadis, Asur Ba'na, Asur Ba'na, from when did they become Asur Ba'na? Rabbi Yochanan Amar says, Shchita, from the time of the Shchita, that is, the Shchita happens. Rashi says, Vinesaris Shchuta. What does Rish Lakish say though? Rav Shimon Lakish Shomer Mishas Lakicha. What's up, Lakicha? Rashi says, from the time it's actually taken, Rashi says, Vishtem Nasar Sad Shishlach, the both of them going to be awesome. Amina and Amur, we say about the Machokas, my time with Rav Shimon Lakish. Come a Kicha Kicha Megla Rufa. He learns that a Ser Shav from Egla Arufa, just like Egla Arufa was going to be Aser. For Anah, while it's alive from the time it goes down to the valley, the rock hard valley, Nachleisan, so too the Mitzorah's birds are going to be Aser once when they're alive. So we see that according to Rish Lakish, Egla Rufa does become Aser from Anah during its lifetime. So that makes sense that Egla Rufa designates Shechted after, if the Egla Rufa thing that's designated is Shechted after it's on the way down there, it means it's going to be Aser from, it's going to be Aser, and therefore the Shechita is going to be considered Ein Ru'uya. Since somebody should come and explain, he's talking about this case, how could you say the Rish Lakish is saying that it's the Egla Rufa or Mishnah is not the, it's not really, don't put this part of the Mishnah there. Ella, new answer. Amar Rav Chiya. Rabba, Rabbi Yochanan, Egla Rufa and Mishnah. It was Rabbi Yochanan who says that's not a Mishnah. Like we just saw in that whole discussion over there, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan had said that Mishas Shechita only from that Shechita before not. Okay. Now, Rish Lakish is Rav Yochanan. It's like the next Mishnah. Let's say I have two people who bought a cow and its child from one person on one day. Right? So it's on a Sunday, myself and you got together, we bought the cow and its kid. Whoever bought first can check the first one. The second buyer, let's say I bought it first, I can check it, and you have to wait until the next day to check your animal. But if the second buyer first did it and checked his animal, then okay, you can go, you can eat the meat. And it's not like, hey, you jumped in front of me, so therefore you can eat the meat. And the other one, meaning me, is I have no choice. I have to wait till the next day. Says the Halakha Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. Inyan dina tenan. Mishnah was taught in regard to dinim, judgment in court. In other words, Rashi explains that, let's say, that which we said, that whoever's the guy number one shechs first, it's not meaning that Isser v'Heter. Meaning if the second one wants to go into shecht first, and the first one has to wait until the next day, then that's mutter. But the din is, let's say they both come to Bezin, and guy number one wants to go shecht it, aval din hu imbo lebezin shebaha echad l'shchot v'chaver omer, I need it more than you, ain't Anu Omrim Lahem, okay, Rishon, Yishchot, guy number one has the right to do it first because that's why he bought the animal. Because had he not, the Balabais, the original guy, the seller of these two animals, the mother and the child, if he hadn't sold it to the second guy and he would held it to himself, then the buyer can go and shecht it right away because we only do sefta. Someone who buys from the Balabais, he comes before the Balabais because through that, he bought it for that particular purpose. Tana learned by Saim Kadam Hashani, the second guy went first and shechted the animal that day. Raises Zara's in this car. He was quick and he wins. He gains. He benefits from this. You know, he works out. Zara's the low avad isura. Right, he didn't do any isur here. Viniskar the kachav isur, and he gains because he ends up eating the meat. Talk to the next mishnah. Shachat parav achakach shnei banea. Let's say if somebody shechs a cow and then shechted two of its babies on that day. Let's say osav is beno beno, right? As beno v'es beno. Sofek shmonim, he gets two sets of malchus. Shachat shnei banea v'achakach shachta. Let's say he shechted the two animals and then shechted the mama. Shachat is abayim, then he gets 40 lashes. It's not a problem to shech two siblings. So, you know, meaning in terms of cows. So if you shecht the mama and then the son, let's say, so then it's also ve'as b'no. If you shecht the mama and then a son and then another son, then it's also b'no a second time. But if you do b'no and then mama, and then if you do b'no and then the two brothers, then the mama, then there's only one osav ve'as b'no that happened at that case, even though it's happening for two reasons. So only get 40. Shechta ve'as bita. Ves bas bita, if you shecht the cow, its daughter and its daughter's daughter one day, so if exponent, then you end up getting 40 lashes, right? It's two separate iserim of osav espino. One through the grandma and the daughter, one through the daughter and the granddaughter, which is the daughter's daughter. Shechta ves bas bita, ve'achikach shecht bita, but let's say you first shechted a cow, and then its daughter's daughter, which is the grandchild, and then you shechted its daughter that day, then so for the barn, they only get 40 in that case. Sumcha zomer, Rishom Rabbi Meir, self-explanatory, says, no, you get 80 for that. Amai. Now, why do you get Malkus? The Gemara is questioning this din that if one shechted the brothers, and then shechted the Bama, that he gets 40. Amai. Osef is benomer achmana, velo benova oso. It doesn't say the child, then the mama. Lo sakadaita. The Tanya, Osef is beno, ainli alo Osef is beno. Osef is imo, I mean, I had it if you go upwards. Kishuoma, lo sishchatu, in the plural, you shouldn't slaughter it. Harekan shtayim, al kesed, also echad shochet is a para, vechad shochet is ima, vechad shochet is beno, shnayim, it means that if somebody shechs a cow, another shechs its mother, and another shechs its offspring. Shnayim achronim chayav, the last two are going to be chayav for it and its offspring. So we learn that the shechit of a parent and its offspring on one day is asur, no matter which one is done first. Beep, turn the page. Pei beis amud beis. What do you mean? Homi boi le legufe, that pasuk of you shall not shecht is needed for itself to teach the basic isra against shechting osav esmen on one day. And for the Gemara, im kein lichtav lo sishchot, if that's really true, then let us just try, don't shecht in the singular. My los is chatu, why are you writing in the plural? It must be to teach this din that if you do the cow, one shechs a cow, another its mother, and another shechs its offspring. The last two shechitas are both going to be chayef, including the one who shechted the mother after the offspring. He went up and he went one way, he went the other way. We still need a dikas or kara los is chatu, we said los is chatu, then have amina chad in trelo. I would say that if one person shechs an animal and its offspring on one day, he's going to be chayef, but if two people combine to shecht an animal, it's also going to be, there's not going to be an issue, because we're going to lose the shechitu. I feel tray, therefore it's even tray. So, how do we learn the din of going down and going up? M. Cain, if that's really true, then licht of lo yishachitu. My lo sishchitu. Shvamidatati, we learn both of these dinim over here. Shachtav ez bas bita, if you first shecht a cow and its daughter's daughter, the grandchild, and then shecht the daughter on that day, then it's only going to get Malkus, so 40. And Sumchus says it's going to be 80. Amar le Abaye, le Rav Yosef, my time of the Sumchus, why does Sumchus say you're going to get 80? Because he holds, achol shnei zesei chaylev, behelem echad chayev shtei chatos. If one ate two zesim of chaylev and one helim. In other words, like, oh, I didn't realize what's going on. It's going to be chayev two chatos. Oh. This explains what some of us hold, that one committed two of osav esmeno at the same time is going to be chayev two malchus. Now, uvedinhu delishmeinan ba'alma, and we have to say that it would have been correct for the Mishnah to tell us simchus in another place. Fadikamash melon beha, and the reason it informs us his opinion in this case, is to tell you the koach of the rabbanan by focusing on this case of osav esmeno. The Mishnah is telling us the afal gav the gufin muchlakim patri rabbanan, even though it can be, we could say that the multiple violations came about through separate bodies, the chamim are still going to pater the violator for more than one malchus. Odilma kasavar sumchus, or maybe sumchus actually held achos shnei zisichel behelam echad eino chayv elachas only chayv one va'achayin mitaima. And here, in the case of osav esmeno, the reason sumchus holds that you're going to be chayv for two malchus is whole of a goof and muchlokin is because he looks at these multiple violations coming about through separate bodies. Some relay. He said to Abaye, in, yes, because you're going to be chayef for two chatos. He always holds that a repeat offender is going to be chayav either chatos makos for each of his avedis. Mimai. From what do I see that this is what he holds? Midatay rules in a brisa. Zarei kilayim kilayim. Loka, if one who plants kilaim is going to get malchus. Why does it say? It means to say that he does it twice. My loka, what does it mean malchus? Ilay my loka achas gets one, pshita, obviously. Load my kilaim, why would you double those wordings? Ela pshita shte malchus, it means you get two sets of malchus. But my skinin, what are we talking about in the brisa? Ilay my bezeach, or zeach, or shte asros, if you want to say the cases where he did one planting somewhat after the other with two separate warnings for this violation. The Bryce is not telling us anything new by telling us that he's going to be high for each one. Tanino, because we already learned this in a straight-up Mishnah. Nazir, Shahaya Shosa Yayin Koliyom, if he drinks wine all day, Eno Chayv El'achas, he's going to be high of one Malkus, even though he did a bunch of different, he's violated a bunch of times, so he can't be punished more than once because you've only got one warning. I'm below. Al tishtav u'shalta, but he said, don't drink any drinks. Al tishtav u'shalta, don't drink any drinks. So come back in Makos. Chavakol achas vazi, v'chayev for each one of them. So the Mishnah already teaches that someone's going to be warned separately. If each one is going to be chayev Malkos. Why would the Bais need to say it again about kilayim? Elif shidu abas achas, v'asar achas. We're talking about it's done simultaneously with one warning for his two acts. And it's telling us it's going to be chayev two Malkos. Mani, and who does this Bais go like? Yilim Rabbanan, the plague elite, the chot, so because if you want to say it's Rabbanan arguing, they say in our Mishnah, the one who does two simultaneous, also has been known is going to be chayv only one. Hashto mahasam de gufa mukhlakam hatri Rabbanan. In the case where it's two separate bodies, the chacham is still going to only be chayv one. Hachalakoshikin, so here when it's only one body, right, it's obvious that he's not going to make him chayv with the second one. The king called like that, elalav, so because must be, it's going in the world of Sumchus. Says the Rabbanan, not a Raya. Le'olam Rabbanan, real the Brass. It's talking about a case where the violator did one kilayim planting somewhat after the other, and he got Malkus, and he got a separate warning for each one. Umilsa agavach, kamash malan. It's an aga point that's coming to be said. The ikat shrei gav the kilayim, that there are two types of kilayim, kilei akerim, for wheat and for grape seed, and barley with grape seed, or each independently considered kilayim, kilei akerim. Lefukim de Rabbi Yoshia is coming to exclude Rabbi Yoshia, who says that there's only one type of kilayim in the vineyard. Dam Rabbi Yoshia, ad shi yizra chito sa'ar v'chasin ma'polos yad. Not going to be chayv the isra kilayim until he plants wheat, barley, grapeseed in one fell swoop at the same time. Kamash Shmuel, if I was going to tell you, the chi zara chito v'chasin sa'ar v'chasin nam v'chayv, you can be chayv even for these separate plantings. Because apparently the Kilei HaKerem. Litashima tries the Gemara again to bring a Raya according to Sumchus. Someone who does multiple violations of any Isser in one Helam or after a single warning is going to be Chai for each and every one of them. Tashima, Achal Mizek Kazayas, Mizek Kazayas. If someone ate Kazayas of a Gidon Nasha of an animal's right side, and then on the animal's left side, so if Gishmona gets 80. I'm only 40. What are you talking about? Elim of Zachar Zel, Bishtei Asros, my time to Rabbi Huda. Now, what's the reason Rabbi Huda would say it's only 40? Of course, you're going to get any for that. Asros Safiki, according to Rabbi Huda, each of these warnings is an uncertain warning. Vishamin Elim Rabbi Huda, Dharma Asros Safik, Loshma Asra, who says it's not a Asra. Pardon. Then Rabbi Huda would say you don't get any Malchus over here, because Asros Safik, and you don't know which one you warned them about, and Zachar Asros Asra. The time we're looking at Braisa. Hika es Zev. The chazav hikar zev, he hit this one, and then after he hit that one, and that is that a child becomes an adult, he hits two men, and each one might be his father, and then you get killed for such a thing. Kila zev, chazav kila zev, same idea. Shehika shnei mevasachas, osha kila shnei mevasachas, chayev is going to be chayev. For Behuda omer mevasachas, chayev, only at the same time is chayev. But zev chazav, it's going to be potter, because it's asra safik, it's not shkura asra. So according to him, you know, it's nothing. And l'pshidu basachas v'asachas, really, once we're talking about it, it's one time with one warning. This is the case that Behuda is going to hold them chayev for a single malchus, and the Tanakam is going to find him for two. Man Tana Kama, who's Tana Kama? Either Rabbanan de Pligeli de Sumchus. If you want to say it's who it is, Hashto Mahasam de Gufi Mukhlakam Patri Rabbanan. See, even with the bodies are separate, they're going to patter the one from one Malchus. For more than one Malchus. Hachal Lokoshkin, so of course, when it's one, it's going to be only one Malchus. It must be that this is Simchas, right? So we see that Simchas holds that a multiple violator is going to be chayev for each and every violation, not only when they come through separate bodies like the Mishnah, but even when they do not come through separate bodies. It's Gemara Lo, not a raya. Lo l'mazach is ever about a mealy. We could be talking about a case of Mishnah, talking about a person who ate of the Gidon Asher, one after the other. Tanakam is going into the Chacham. The Rabbanim will argue on Simchas. V'hai Tana Savar La Ke'idach Tana Dravida. And I say, but I could view the whole, there's going to be Chayav for even one Malkus, suffix La Shema Asra. I'll say that this Tana who taught this Mishnah goes with another Tana, a different version of Yehuda. The Amar Asra, suffix Shema Asra, they say Shema Asra is Shema Asra. The Tyre within the Bryce said, Los Sisimir Mena Arboka, Vesimir Arboka, Beish Sisrofu. Don't leave over the Karban Pesach until the morning, and if you leave it over the next morning, it's going to be burnt. Beep, turn that page, begin with Lamanaf. Ba'al Kosov Litain Aseach Elos, I say we have an Ase after Elos, I say, Lomash Ein Lokar Elof, saying that you don't get Malkus, it's Lavanita Glase. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, Yaakov Omer, Lomin Hashem Huzad, this is not the reason that one's not going to get Malkus for leaving it over. Elamishim Tahavili, Lav Shem Bamaisa, there's a lot of Shem Bamaisa, there's no action involved by just leaving it. You don't get Malkus for. Shabbat is mashma that if not for the fact that the pasuk brought an assay to burn it afterwards, one would get Malkus for that, for leaving it over. The warning that comes before this is only a suffix. So we see that according to the title of this price, Shabbat considers a suffix actually hasra. Okay, so we don't have a raya. That Simchas would hold you going to be chay for each one with one warning. Okay, friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.